It's 7:49, and you're listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer. I'm Shayla Farzan. It's Friday morning, and that means it's time for our weekly legislative call-in. On the line from Juneau, we have Representative Paul Seaton of House District 31. Representative Seaton, can you tell us some of the highlights from this past week?
Well, this past week has been very involved with fiscal plans and budgetary subcommittees. Been doing a number of presentations to larger groups that have come to Juneau for fly-ins and letting them know how we're progressing on the fiscal plan. The Alaska State Chamber of Commerce was here. Had a large meeting, Alaska Common Ground. That was an evening debate kind of forum at the Red Dog Saloon, believe it or not. And power producers, Alaska power producers, that's all the electric companies and all, had a convention, and the Alaska State Employees Association. So speaking to those groups.
Switching gears now, Governor Walker introduced a new piece of legislation last month that would triple the state's motor fuel tax over the next 2 years. What are your thoughts on the proposal?
Well, the motor fuel tax is really kind of a user's fee, and that money would all be directed into a fund that would go back to provide transportation matching money to match the federal money and to also do maintenance on the roads. And so right now we're the lowest highway tax in the nation, and in two steps that would take us about a third of the way up into the group of states and what their taxes are. So we definitely wouldn't be the highest, and we wouldn't even be average with those 2 8-cent increases, but it would sure help giving transportation and road money.
And are you concerned at all about how rising gas prices might affect your constituents?
You know, going from the lowest in the nation, 8 cents, and hasn't been changed, I think, since 1971, and it's a fixed amount, 8 cents. So 8 cents in 1971 was sure worth a lot more than 8 cents is today. So going up, because it's not a percentage, I don't think that we'll really notice that. And if somebody is buying fuel at a service station to burn in their home heating, they can apply for the rebate of that tax. So it's only motor fuels tax, and we all enjoy roads, and we want them kept up. And so 8 cents next year and the additional 8 cents the following year, which would take us not even to the average state fuel tax in the nation, I think that is something that's very doable.
So on Wednesday, lawmakers on the House Resources Committee introduced a bill that would make some pretty deep cuts to state subsidies for the oil and gas industry. Can you give us a rundown of the bill?
The House Resources Committee just on Wednesday introduced their bill. I think it's House Bill 111. And it is now before the committee, and they're looking at it. It has a number of things it does. It changes the minimum tax from 4% to 5%. And it also changes credits as far as earning credits. Instead of 35% of what the company spends getting a credit or available payment from the state, down to 15% of those costs. And so that's a real reduction. Would only allow cash credits for companies that are producing less than 15,000 barrels a day. Right now it's 50,000 barrels a day. And would have a cap of $35 million on the cash payments that any company could receive. And next year, it would stop any new cash credits from being generated. So people would have to hold their credits and apply them against their taxes in the future when they get up to production. So that was the original intent of these production tax credits. And it's rolling back to that original intent of not saying we'll pay you cash for the credits that you've earned, but only when you go into production and owe tax can you use the credit to write down your taxes.
And do you plan to support this piece of legislation?
Well, it's just been introduced, and I think all of those elements will probably come forward through the committee. They'll probably be modified, just like all bills are, as far as what the exact numbers are. But those are some of the very concerns that we expressed last year in the bill that I worked on and supported was House Bill 247 to roll back the tax credits on the North Slope. So all of those elements are ones that were there. The numbers may be a little different, but the principles are there, and so I support those principles of constraining those tax credits, yes.
So wrapping up here, what are you looking forward to in the coming week?
Well, I think this next week we will have hearings on State Revenue Restructuring Act, which is basically our revenue portions of the fiscal plan. And so that will be the interesting stuff for House Finance for sure. We have hearings all next week on that bill.
That was Representative Paul Seaton in Juneau. You can hear KBBI's legislative call-in every Friday morning at 7:49 a.m. You can also tune in to the rebroadcast tonight during the local evening news right here on KBBI AM 890 Homer.